Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. We got a lot of polls up today. And Hugh Douglas over here with
us. Which ones am I winning?
Well, is that how we do this?
I'm just saying.
Which
ones am I winning? Because I got a feeling I'm winning a few. And you don't want to tell me, because I can tell when it's not going your way, you really don't have a whole lot to say.
No, it's not about you. It's about being disappointed in everybody else, all right? All right, are you surprised at the season Saquon is having so far? This is basically 50-50, all right?
That's okay.
That's a 51%.
That's a win for me.
No, I don't think so. 51% no, 48.7% yes.
51% no.
Yeah.
That means I'm winning.
It's a 50-50 split. Can we be real here on this?
Okay.
All right.
I'll
get you this one because you're losing this one by a wide margin. Okay,
what is
this version of the Bryce Harper? Is the version of Bryce Harper we got in the regular season good enough for October? No, it's 70% as people are holding the Phillies star to standards.
Okay, that's fine. I'll take a 50-50.
High standards.
I'll take a 50-50 win today.
Yeah, you barely won that one, and now you're losing this one. But this is the one. This is the one that I am mostly just.
No, this must be the one that I'm winning.
No, you're not winning. But you're not winning. But how close it is just it's defeating. Should Aaron Nola get a start against the Dodgers?
Yes, 52%.
56% no, which means 43% of people have watched Aaron Nola pitch this year and say, you know what, in a best of five, go get him, man.
I got a whole nother hour to go. I can swing this thing in my favor.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
It's an actual joke.
I love each and every one of you people. Yeah. I mean, because they listen and they are start. I will say this. The last couple of months, they have been listening a lot better. They've been listening a lot better.
Yeah, good book. When they vote with you, they're listening a lot better.
I'm just saying
they
are, because I'm trying to speak clear and concise.
I just want to make it clear that if Nola gets a start, the results are on you and Topper. You two are responsible.
He's going to win. There's no doubt in my mind. Well, he might not be the winning pitchers, but I think when he's out there, it'll probably give you about three to four innings, and they're going to be pretty solid innings.
Okay, and we'll see if this happens. And again, it's on you and it's on Topper. Okay,
here's the question. Mm-hmm. If he starts out, because we know what it's kind of been for Nola the last couple of times.
Yeah, one inning gets him. Yeah. Like there's an inning that gets him.
So, okay, if he gives you three, do you press it?
No. No.
If he gives you three, good. We're like, oh, okay, that's enough. We were good.
Well, you got to be proactive rather than reactive.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. That's the scary thing because it has the propensity to go south quickly.
We're joking about how Topper's going to do all these different decisions. He's got a lot on his plate every game.
Yeah.
There's very few things about the Phillies that are just like turnkey. Like, all right, Sanchez, Duran, he's going to get the ninth inning. But you could put him in more in the eighth inning and the ninth, make him pitch more than three outs. Turner, Schwarber, Harper, right? Like you just put those guys in the lineup every day. We're all good there. But there's a lot of decisions day to day he's going to have to make that are big decisions. Topper's going to play huge role in this.
Yeah, that feels like that's how it's kind of setting up. Mm-hmm.
Those Twitter questions, by the way, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing that others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com.
Darn right. All right, let's grab Noah in Quakertown and then the aforementioned QB power rankings through week four, as Hugh has his ready to roll. Noah in Quakertown.
Noah.
Who may have farted on the show yesterday. Hey, Noah.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Noah, what's up?
All right. Well, first things first, wanted to clear the air after yesterday.
Yeah, you cleared the air, all right.
I cleared something out, man. Unfortunately, I didn't want to open a can of anything, having guys call in, like the guy from Cherry Hill, who did fart. unfortunately, that was a weed whacker turning off. I don't know if you guys believe that or not, but I was at work.
We can hear it again and assess.
Yeah, so I it makes sense. So you work in like landscaping?
Landscaping. So I was just kind of going and heard my name and tried to shut it off and get my headphones off.
I buy that. I mean, it's more believable than whenever Hugh's excuses have been over the years when it's happened to him on the air.
I ain't farted.
Yeah. Wayne Quakertown up on WIP. Noah!
He farted.
You know what? It does sound like the way it's like a motor shutting off.
Yeah, an actual believable story, unlike anything that Douglas has given
us. No,
yeah,
I buy it.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I appreciate it. So I have, you guys want Phillies or Saquon here?
What you got?
I'll go Phillies, I guess.
Okay.
We've been talking about the pitching all day.
Mm-hmm.
And the last few years, man, what's let us down, obviously, is the bats, you know? These guys get super hot. They carry us, you know, as far as they do. I mean, how long ago was it? 2 years ago, we got no hit in the World Series. And I've been saying for a few years now, I mean, these guys, they live and die by the home runs and whatnot. But hopefully what Topper was saying earlier, they've been playing more small ball this year, you know, and it's been getting the job done, you know. So I'm just hoping he can carry that, you know, into the playoffs. These guys don't get into that mindset of playing hero ball and whatnot and, you know, flare out like they normally do.
Yeah,
you know,
and they have to not get in the mindset that they have to hit a home run every time, Noah, which has been a problem for them. And then they, you know, kind of get out of their groove and they're swinging at things. Now, I will say this, though. They do need to hit home runs. I mean, like, you watch the playoff games. Yesterday, the Cubs won on 2 solo home runs. Like, you need some, right? That's why, like, Schwarber and Bryce got to provide the power and then the other guys could kind of, you know, play a little more small ball.
Right. But, I don't want to see Cassie going 0 for 4, 0 for 5. Like, I mean, obviously he's not going to be playing too much this year, I don't think. But, you know, just like that.
Yeah.
You know, I have bad taste in my mouth from the past few years. I mean, I would love to see these guys get it done. You know, 2008, like, that is in my memory clear as day. When they won that, Harry Callis calling that, you know, I would love to see that happen again.
That was a hell of a time.
Yeah, and look, for this group, it's time. I mean, Elliot brought it up with us earlier now, and we appreciate the phone call. This team's been knocking the door like those early 2000s Eagles. I mean, this is it. They got to go get it. As far as the power goes, they do need home runs. I mean, you're not going to win a World Series with just small ball, but they also need to make sure they can manufacture some runs in these tight games without the home run. And no, I don't expect Castellanos to play much, but Blake Snell started last night for the Dodgers. I expect him to start game 2 for the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
If we get, you know, if it is the Dodgers, it's probably going to be Ohtani game 1, Snell 2, and then Yamamoto in 3. Castellanos is going to play against Snell. That's a lefty. So he'll factor in at some point here, especially off the bench. All right, let's get to it. Every Wednesday, 1 o'clock, our updated QB power rankings. This time now with 4 weeks of information.
4 of them things.
To go off of. So
he's going to mock us.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go first because...
Why so much agita?
I'll go first. You made a mockery of this thing last week, so we're going to make you go second.
I live my truth. Mm-hmm.
Much like everything else.
That's a problem.
One big joke.
All right, so once in a while on the show, once in a while, we got to drop the act around here. And for the first 4 weeks of the season, in some capacity, every single week, I've had Jalen Hurts in the top 10 quarterbacks in pro football.
Mm-hmm.
I can't justify it this week. I can't. Mm. I just can't do it. Based on 4 weeks of play... Here's what I'm looking at. As I was trying to go through, you know, there's obviously some guys that have played at an MVP level they're going to be in. There's a few open spots that I think normally would be reserved. Jaden Daniels only played, 2 games? He's not a top 10 quarterback right now. Joe Burrow's basically out for the season, so we got to move him out too. But I'm looking at some of the numbers, even with these, you know, these extra spots you would think of for grabs. Here, let me give you some rankings for Jalen Hurts so far this season. Success rate, 26th.
Mm.
Yards, 27th. Touchdown passes, 21st. Yards per attempt, 25th. Yards per completion, 30th. Sack percentage, 26th. I can't justify it. He's not a top 10 quarterback in the first 4 weeks of the season. So here is my top 10 list as of right now. Number 1, Josh Allen. Number 2, Patrick Mahomes. Number 3, Lamar Jackson. Number 4, Justin Herbert. Number 5, Matthew Stafford. 6, Jared Goff. 7, Indiana Jones, Danny Dimes. Daniel Jones gets in at 7. He played well again. Number 8 making his debut on the list. Actually, my next three are all making their debuts on the top 10.
Did the butt.
Sam Darnold. The guy's playing well again. He played well in Minnesota last year. He's played well to start the season for Seattle. He's number 8. Number 9 is Dak Prescott. Number 10, Drake May, also making his debut on my top 10 list. Through the first 4 weeks, Allen, Mahomes, Jackson, Herbert, Stafford, Goff, Jones, Darnold, Prescott, May. And then I had Baker and Hurts and Love kind of in the next few spots. But that's how I see it through 4 weeks.
Oh, that's not a bad list, Joe. That's not a bad list. My list is it's somewhat the same, but it's changed.
Okay.
And my list, on my list, I should say this. QBR rating weights heavily from week to week. But I will say that some guys got knocked because of their performances in later in the games.
Okay.
That kind of, you know, even though they had a nice QBR rating, they just their performance in the second half didn't really, you know, wasn't that really great.
Okay.
So my number one quarterback for last week was Josh Allen. Patrick Mahomes, number 2. Michael Penix made the list. He was at number 3 from last week.
This is 2 times for Michael Penix.
Yeah. Drake May. Aaron Rodgers, he creeped into the list because he had a pretty good game. Matt Stafford, Jared Goff, Daniel Jones, Baker Mayfield, and Jalen Hurts.
So you found a way to keep Hurts in there.
What do you mean? That was not...
That's not unfair, that's what you got.
It's not unfair. That's not unfair.
The way you said it.
That might... Well, I mean, look. That, it's a little bit wonky, but I think we're making progress.
Well, you don't have Lamar Michael Jackson Penix is a top 10.
You know what? Lamar, because... I didn't. Because
and Penix is the third best quarterback.
He hurt my parlay.
So it's personal.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying he hurt my parlay because I picked him to win.
It sounds personal.
That's very personal.
It's not personal. He hurt my parlay. Okay. Hurt my parlay.
Penix in there 2 out of 4 weeks. We might have to have a talk off the air about this.
I mean, yeah, look, again.
He had a nice QBR, though.
Bar is on the floor, but maybe your best list yet.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thank you.
You look like you wanted to say something else.
No. I'm going to take the compliment when I can get it. I'll take the compliment. Because next week's a different week.
Can we hear it again one more time, your top 10?
My top 10.
Right now.
Yeah. Josh Allen, Pat Holmes, Michael Penix, Drake May, Aaron Rodgers, Matt Stafford, Jared Goff, Daniel Jones, Baker Mayfield, Jalen Hurts.
So Herbert's not a top 10 guy?
Not this week.
Okay.
Now, as this we progress through the rest of the season, this is a week-to-week thing.
Yeah.
So at the end of the year, it might shake out. Justin might be back up in there, but that like last week, you know, he wasn't.
And it's a big fall though. He was like a top 2 or 3 guy the first.
Yeah, but
3 weeks.
A week to week thing.
And then he's just out.
Yeah, it's a week to week thing.
Right.
My list doesn't have to be fluid.
I'm pleased with you, Douglas.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I mean, it's kind of sad that we've lowered the bar so much. Penix was that's how where high up?
He was pretty. He had a good game, man.
He's got shut out the week before.
But it was a must-win game. Dan Quinn coming back to town. See, I weight the games differently.
Oh.
And the fact that, you know, Dan Quinn was coming to town, Marcus Mariota, which, you know, he gave Falcons fans last year. Well, not last year, but the year that he was there, they're really hot at him, and he was starting. You can't let Dan Quinn and Marcus Mariota come in and beat you. That's just like a lot.
That would be embarrassing.
That's a lot to digest.
That'd be
a lot to digest.
It would be. Too much to digest. All right, our top 10 quarterbacks in pro football as of right now. All right, let's grab Tyler in Delaware who wants to defend Hugh. I'm not sure if it's about his quarterback
list. No, we don't have to take that call.
Or just in general. Tyler, what's up, buddy?
Tyler.
Hey, Kyle, you know I got ears, brother, so I heard that. So, man.
I would think so. Yeah. Go ahead, Tyler.
Most of us.
Hey, Hugh.
Yes.
I had to call in because Joe, Kyle, I need y'all to stop bullying Hugh.
Absolutely not.
What are you talking about?
All right. I just parked the car because I'm on my Amazon.
He parked the car.
Uh-oh, he's about to stand up. He's going to stand up.
I am on that Will from the Northeast kind of energy, all right?
Uh-oh.
Joe, when did we become Charmin Soft, Tortorella Charmin Soft in this city? The Dodgers do not scare me one iota, okay?
Pitching's a little scary.
I get that they have the payroll. I get they have the names in Betts and Freeman and Otani and Yamamoto and whoever the heck else you want to say. But Hugh Douglas is 100% correct, okay? This Dodgers team, regardless if you play them in the CS or the DS, I personally would rather see them in the DS because it's only three times that you got to beat them. And their bullpen, what it showed me, if you go back, and again, language of facts, Joe, is the Phillies lost 2-3 to the Reds. They took 2-3 from the Dodgers in L.A., and they got to their bullpen. And there's something to say, you talk about Harper and Schwarber and these other guys who make the big bucks rising to the moment. When there are other stars on the other side of the field, that is when the big boys come to play. That is when the lights shine brightest, when it's their stars against our stars. I take our guys any day of the week, any day, any night that the game is, that our guys are going to come through. And again, my feeling a week ago, again, Ranger got hurt, so that's not his fault. I personally, and this might be hot take-ish, but we like to recklessly speculate.
That's what we do here. Yeah, that's how this works. Yep.
Joe, I could see a world where Aaron Nola, and stay with me here, Aaron Nola starts game number three, okay? And hear me out on this, okay?
Hear him out.
Jesus Luzardo was on the Marlins as an opponent. Okay, pitching here in the wild card round didn't do so hot. He's been one of the best starting pitchers in Philly at home.
Mm-hmm.
I trust Aaron Nola on the road because Aaron Nola's pitched in big games. He helped us beat the Braves multiple times on the road at Truist Park.
Yes, he did. He's pitched a lot of big games in Houston. I mean, he's pitched a ton of, I mean, St. Louis and the wild card round. I mean, Aaron Nola's pitched a lot of big games here. Yeah, for sure.
So I could see a world, Joe, Hugh, and Kyle, where you have Sanchez going game one, you have Blizzardo going game two, and I could see what Topper said to what he said. Nola piggyback with Ranger if needed out of the bullpen, but I trust him. All right, this Phillies team, Joe, Hugh, and Kyle, has given me such confidence going into this postseason run because they are not satisfied. They are like the Eagles from last year, where whoever is in front of us, however the many wins we got to get, that they're going to get it done. And what makes me so excited is that if it is the Dodgers, hopefully there is a game three for them tomorrow. But if you can get to their bullpen, this team is going to mash.
That is their weakness, Tyler. It's their weakness. And that's how we beat them out in L.A. Because we didn't touch their starters. I mean, we didn't touch Snell. We didn't touch Ohtani. We didn't touch those guys. Tyler, you're right about that as far as their bullpen is their weakness. And we did see a little bit last night, Tyler. Good phone call where the Reds got some action going against the Dodgers bullpen. They're probably going to use a little different in the LDS with some starters. We'll see. But that's their weakness. But as far as stop bullying Hugh, no. I mean, that's a...
I can take it, Tyler. I got big old shoulders, man. Well, and plus Kyle and Joe.
I don't think it's bullying. I mean, I just think we're trying to help.
No, we're just disagreements.
Yeah, and we're trying to help you. I mean, because sometimes you're lost at sea.
No, I live my truth.
I know.
Every day.
I know. With the quarterback list, with Aaron Nola earning a start
the
after a 6
list
ERA.
Phenomenal.
Your best so far.
Phenomenal. Yeah. I mean, because I'm week to week. Y'all are stuck. Well, y'all have like envy.
No. But isn't it week to week? But it builds on each other.
It does. You're right. Yeah, it does.
It's like a student during a year, right? You have the first test and the second test, and it kind of the great
but
builds.
See, the first 4 weeks of the season, and now we're past that.
Okay.
It's how do you perform now? The body of work starts to come into play.
Preseason's over.
Yeah. It's kind of over now. Yeah.
So now.
Hey, it's time to go and get off the pot.
You're gonna start grading, you know, challengingly. You're gonna start grading less on a curve.
I feel like I graded challengingly
this week.
Yeah, with Jalen number 10.
Yeah,
I mean he has to play. Listen, Brian Dawkins said it last year. He needs to be consistent.
Yes,
he hasn't been.
No, well, I mean the last two games have been wildly inconsistent.
That's a fact, Joe. And that's the one thing. Like I can sit here all day, and it's one thing you cannot argue with me about him is he's a winner. But if you say anything in the realm of like he's being inconsistent, he's not seeing open receivers and things of that nature, can't argue that. The argument is like he's a winner, but he needs to be better. That's a fact.
Yeah.
But he's winning.
Well, he does. You know who needs to be better in the postseason? Bryce than he was the regular season. Kashmir in the Poconos is feeling that. What's up, Kashmir?
What's going on there, Joe, Hugh? It's playoff baseball time, baby. Let's get excited.
I know you're ready. Are you ready for hopefully a full month of our blood pressure being through the roof? Are you ready for this? Is your mind and body and spirit ready?
I'm still trying. Well, it's good as the Phillies actually. Because I personally need the week. I personally need a week off to kind of get myself my blood pressure and just to kind of ease it up a little bit and get ready for what we're actually about to experience on Saturday.
Yeah, it's a good point. Now, this bye week is as much for us to get ourselves mentally ready as it is for the team. I agree.
That's why I wanted the bye week, because I wouldn't have been able to handle it, honestly, if we had to start this early. Now, Joe, real quick, if I can, just real quick, about 10 seconds. So I was looking through the playoff matchups, and I was looking through the games, because I love playoff baseball no matter what. I try to watch it. And I was looking through the games, looking through the matchups, and looking through the seedings. I see the Reds and Dodgers. I see the Cubs and Padres. I know we have the bye. But where are the Mets? I don't know where the Mets are.
They're on their way to Cancun.
Yeah, you know what? They must have left that team out. That team with the $300+ million payroll that somehow missed an expanded playoffs. It's Kashmir. It's so good. It's so good that they had the best record in baseball in June and missed this thing.
It's like we said before. The world is a better place when the Mets stink and their fans are miserable and depressed.
That's the way the world's supposed to be. The world turns on its axis when the Mets make their fans. Yeah, exactly. So they have to be miserable. That's the way this thing works.
The world is back to where it's supposed to be.
Yes.
The Mets are bad. They stink. They're sitting home. They collapsed and gave up a monumentous collapse. And their fans are miserable. It's great. That's just how it's supposed to be. Now, what would be really enticing would be if the Phillies went on a run and really make the Mets fans mad.
Well, I mean, that would make it perfect, right?
Because
then it's miserable Mets fans. What do you think, Kashmir, about Bryce? You think he needs to be better in the postseason?
So I think he's got to get better. Personally, you look at his numbers overall, they're not bad. But we do need Bryce. We need Bryce to be hot for at least a month. If he can turn, because again, you know, I remember we said, hey, is he going to be, you know, in 2022, we said, oh man, what's Bryce going to be? He's got that wrist problem. He's got the back problem. He had a couple of issues in 2022 as well. And then in the playoffs, he went nuclear. We do need that Bryce if we're going to beat the Dodgers, at least. Especially if we want to get to where we need to go, we need Bryce to be Bryce, especially with no Wheeler. The thing that worries me, Joe, And I know the Dodgers bullpen is bad. However, I'm not so confident that ours is great either. I mean, you look at behind Duran, is there a right-handed option that we can go to? Like in the seventh inning, if Ranger loses it, or say, you know, we're in game two, we're in game three in L.A., and we need a right-handed, and it's two outs, two on. I mean, do you let your starting pitcher try to work his way out of that?
Kashmir, it's my biggest question heading into October. Is the right-handed relief in front of Duran? I mean, Robertson has helped, but we're talking about a guy who's in his 40s, and you know, it's just like, and Kirkering has been up and down. Kashmir, I think Walker Buehler is going to end up having to get big outs for us. I think there's going to be
Can he come in a dirty inning though?
I think he could. I mean, look, he did a lot of different things for the Dodgers last year. Kashmir, we appreciate the phone call. I think Buehler's could end up being big, and that moment's coming, whether it's Saturday or Monday or next week, where they're going to have some guys on base. It's going to be a dirty inning, and Topper's going to go put a righty in. It's going to be before Duran. It's going to be like, whose is it? Because Mookie Betts is coming up with two guys on. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get to your phone calls coming up here. You people at 145 and. We have to address a very serious matter here at Odyssey. It was brought to our attention this morning. Lawyers may have to be involved. We want to be transparent with the audience. That's next. Big stuff going on. Midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Let's talk about my friends over at FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. They're getting you ready for kickoff with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet. Bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style. FanDuel has you covered. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download the FanDuel app today and get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.